And it's John Gibbons for the Anfield Wrap with a special transfer reaction. So we're slightly earlier in the year than what we were expecting. But David Ornstein never sleeps, it seems. And today he broke an exclusive that came through this morning regarding Liverpool, which was very exciting. Ibrahima Konate, who's a player that Liverpool have been linked with for a while. But David from The Athletic, if I didn't say sorry, David Ornstein from The Athletic, it seems that Liverpool seem fairly close and fairly confident in a very competitive market that they might be close to landing their man.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, John. And it's fair to say, as you pointed out, that there's been quite a lot of speculation around Konate for Liverpool, for Manchester United, for Chelsea, for various other clubs. And it had been written about that, you know, he was emerging as Liverpool's prime target. I did quite a lot of groundwork on this and established as my information, and other people may have other information and Liverpool may say differently officially, but that they have made
Liverpool are saying they're still saying they're not buying Thiago.
So well, there we go. So I don't want to sort of pontificate too much on that, but yeah, they I think they've made significant progress, that's safe to say, on a player who they will have been watching for a long time, as will many of the other leading clubs in Europe. But from what I hear, Liverpool have stepped it up and stolen a march on some of those clubs, to the point where they're sort of working to finalise the process. Now, what does that mean? Well, you've still got to go through medical procedures. You've still got to decide how you're going to do the financial side of things. So are they going to pay the release clause, which is around 40 million euros? Mm-hmm. I think they'll have to. Any buyer probably will, because despite there only being a year left on Konate's contract and he's not been playing so much recently and he's had a bit of a checkered injury past, they don't need the money, RB Leipzig, and so come and pay the clause if you want him. I do think, I hope, if this is correct, that Liverpool are prepared to go there, and all the sort of soundings I've been getting suggest they will. I was speaking to James Pearce, my colleague, who you've had on a lot, and he was saying, you know, they're will hopefully, from Liverpool's perspective, be quite a lot of outgoings this summer of fringe players that will generate some finances, and then they may have some existing resources, because they had, of course, identified the summer of 2021 for recruitment, as we understand it, of a centre-half among maybe other positions as well. And January created a bit of a difficult situation that I'm sure we'll talk about. So, yeah, as per the Athletic piece, I think this is an advanced stage now. That doesn't mean it's done. It doesn't mean it will definitely happen. These things can change, the normal caveats, but I'm only reporting in good faith what I've been told.